Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling. All is not quiet on the Western Front. There's lots happening. Let's catch up on this week's Eurovision News Podcast. Yes, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are in the world. Thank you once again for joining me, Ewan Spence, and the ESC Insight team here on our weekly news podcast. Congratulations to all the medics who finally worked out what's wrong with Charlene and getting her fixed before all the fun starts in May. I really don't want to cover the entire contest on my own, so get well soon and we'll see you in Dusseldorf. Along with 35,000 fans in the stadium, countless more in the streets of Dusseldorf and Cologne, and even more listening online. www.escinsight.com, also on facebook.com/escinsight and twitter.com/escinsight as well. It's dead easy to follow us no matter where you are in the internet world. We're here for the Eurovision Song Contest. Of course, it's getting ever closer. Things to keep an eye on. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the songs, a little bit some of the background stuff, some of the fans, and some of the stuff going on in the website show today, as well as a little gem, not quite from the archive, but one that we've kind of discarded. And we'll come back to Loris at the end of the show. But first of all, a little roundup of all the news, the fun, and the games in the world of the contest. Probably the biggest one for the casual listener is now that we've chosen all 43 songs, everybody wants to hear them. The fact that we've been talking about them since before December, neither here nor there. Head over to the official website, which of course is Eurovision.tv, and in /media player/2011, you will find the official preview video player. All 43 songs have an official clip there and there, even though some of them are being refilmed for music releases and such like. These are the ones that have been submitted and go around all the national broadcasters and are used to create their own preview shows. You can catch the videos there as well. Incredibly handy if you're, I don't know, having a Eurovision party or something, want to pick out some of the songs, or just want to see how much of a mess Country X has made of their song this year. If you're heading to the final, great. If you were hoping to head for the final, there are still some tickets on sale. A new batch has been put up by the organisers, dticket.de. Basically, it's a balance of tickets that they held back because they didn't know what the stage would look like and where the cameras were going to have to go. Now they know where they are, they can fill up the stadium with another couple thousand seats. To be honest, they will probably go very quickly. If you haven't got them by now, it's unlikely. But can I recommend that you consider buying tickets either for the semi-final or the jury final, which happens on the Friday night? It's essentially a dress rehearsal. It's dress rehearsal too. But all the juries in all the countries, that's the performance they watch on their TV screens, and that's the one they score, not the one on Saturday night. It's actually 50% of the vote will happen there. And those tickets are slightly cheaper. Okay, you don't get the results at the end, but you can watch the full Eurovision show yourself. Then head home, watch it on TV, and then get the results. It is the one way to get the best of both worlds. And if you're in a small Australian touring pub band called Bug Girl, your only choice is to go to the dress rehearsal and not make the Saturday show. So you can buy the tickets there as well, dticket.de. For those of you who are going to be in Dusseldorf, the Euroclub is now confirmed. Two bars are joining together, Quartier Bohème and Henk LaSalle, have been pushed together to make a super venue with a capacity of 1,200. It'll open to the public between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then after 6 p.m. it will be accredited press and fans and special guests only. It actually only says accredited press and fans, but I get the feeling if one of the singers or performers actually turns up and goes, "Look, I'm not press, I'm not a fan, can I come in?" I think they'll get in as well. Final news from Australia. SBS, the broadcaster down under, have confirmed they will be showing Eurovision this year, both semi-finals and the grand final. They're doing a tape delay live showing, which means they're not showing it live because it would be like at 5 o'clock in the morning. They'll play it again in the evening as if it was live. So basically what you have to do is switch the internet off for 12 hours. Don't follow our Twitter streams. Don't go to any of your favourite websites and hope you don't have any Google alerts set up because it will spoil the result. Julian Sam are doing the commentating on the well, and I have a sneaky suspicion there might be a little bit more news to come out of SBS for their Eurovision plans over the next few weeks. Yeah. Okay, looking at some of the background news for the songs, a couple of things to point out here. Azerbaijan, they were calling them El and Nikki. They're now going to be using the real names, Eldar and Nijar. No, that doesn't mean I'm going to re-record the Jukebox Jury that I recorded last week that we'll have in 3 weeks' time that will have Azerbaijan on it. You'll just have to forgive the error. But to be honest, they're at the start of their career. They probably hadn't decided on their own personal branding. They have now. Slovenia will be singing their song in English. Maya Kiuk will be singing No One, originally available in Slovenian, I'm not quite sure. It's called Vanilla. It's now going to be called No One. A little bit more appeal. And again, you know, it's like, you know, I've been listening to the own language version for so long. That's the one that feels comfortable. But you know, small subset of fandom, not the person listening to it cold on the opening night. There we go. So. Sweden are also going to be bringing, like this, a great big dust sheet to put down on the stage, because they still want to have the glass cage that Eric Sard will smash out of. Naturally, that leaves lots of little tiny bits of glass around the stage, and no, Sweden weren't getting an automatic, okay, you can go last both in the semi-final and the final. So they promised to bring a dust cover to catch all the bits of glass so it can clear the stage in 30 seconds. And that's going to be interesting to watch how they manage that one in rehearsals. So the song itself, popular, is proving popular, and now in its third week at the top of the Swedish charts, running on top of the fan polls around the internet as well. But we have seen fan favourites do very well right up until the voting lines and the judges start taking a real-world view on it. Okay, Ryan. So we'll just have to see how Eric gets on with that one. Speaking of fan polls, the Oiko Times have launched their big poll and they're giving us a little update. Their voters in the two semi-finals have put Sweden on top for semi-final 2 and Hungary on top for semi-final 1. Quite clearly fan favourites. Whether that translates to the contest remains to be seen. On previous contests and fan polls, unlikely. ESE Today also have their big poll. They're not giving out the details in that one. They've just said, here's the top 10 in no particular order for each semi-final. Not surprisingly, Hungary and Sweden are there as well. They've also given the tidbit that two of the big five countries are running in the top 5 of the overall poll. Now, if I had to hazard a guess, I would say that's Germany and the United Kingdom. But again, they're keeping the cards very close to the chest until just before the semi-finals and finals. ESC Daily taking a slight twist on that one. They're doing a series of knockout competitions. I like this. Pairing up two songs and go, fight, fight, fight. They started off with the United Kingdom versus Ireland. Jedward went through on one vote, 50.05%, and Blue fell at the first hurdle. That's nasty. Speaking of both Jedward and Blue, and also the Eurovision mini-pop icons that you might have spotted in an article back on the ESC Insight website from Ben Morris, he's passed me the news that both Blue and Jedward will be signing T-shirt versions of their icons, and they will then be auctioned off for the charity The Compassionate Friends at some point nearer, probably just after the contest. So congratulations to the artists on that one. Great cause as well. And congratulations to Ben for brilliant implementation on a great idea. And we hope to see more of the Eurovision icons, which you find at facebook.com/Eurovision icons going forward into the future. Right, a little musical break now as we approach the end. Look, this is an interesting one because there's lots of remixes out there. There's lots of reworkings of some of the songs that we can do, and I would love to play all of them. Not going to play all of them. Did have one lined up for this week, and then at the last moment, this slid into view. It's the Spanish version of a song that didn't qualify. Great. Half the fans of Eurovision are going, oh, you're going to play it. Brilliant. Banjo Laura was a fan favourite that was being sung by Lars Renix to hopefully represent Latvia. It didn't get through. Music are going through there as well. I think a lot of fans aren't going to forgive Music for that, even though if it's an interestingly modern song. But Banjo Laura still has a life. It certainly still has life in my MP3 player. And this, just to kick it off a little bit more and keep the momentum going, is the Spanish version. They've reworked the video, they've redubbed over everything, they've reworked the lyrics to make it all fit nicely. And this deserves another play, I think, if nothing else, because, you know, today seems to be a little bit about the difference between the fans and the 124.9995 million TV viewers that aren't the fans. So let's have a little bit of fan indulgence in this one before the public really starts streaming into the podcast. Lars Renix, La Chica de Banjo. Del Banjo. Ah!
Chica del noche y está de fiesta en algún bar. Se te acerca a hablar, vas a alucinar. Y yo, que fui preso de su caminar, me giro hacia ella al verla pasar. Te morirás por ella. La, 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 la hora del cielo es. Nadie sabe muy bien quién es. La, 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 la chica del banjo es. Loco te va. Ven, te hará enloquecer. Soñarás con su piel, no podrás ser fiel. Y bien, si quieres probar, tendrás que deshacer tu honor y paz. Y morirás por ella. La, 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 la hora del cielo.
Lars Renick's there, and the Spanish version of Banjo Laura, and yet again, my wonderful attempts at trying to do some foreign pronunciation. Right then, moving on, because it's always me saying right then and then saying moving on. Please make some bingo cards or something, because once we get to the live shows in Dusseldorf, there's going to be a lot of that and no chance for a retake. So do keep listening to that one. ESCinsight.com, hopefully coming to you daily. We're recording every morning, so if you assume that you're going to get a 30-minute show every lunchtime from May the 2nd, right through until the end of the Eurovision Song Contest is here, you wouldn't be far wrong. Simple as that. Until then, of course, we have the Jukebox Juries looking at every song in the 2011 contest. Contest? What is contest? I think it says, in its rough translation of Scottish, it says, Ewan needs more coffee. Every single song in the contest this year, with our Jukebox Jury judges rating them hit, miss, or a maybe, acting as a bit of a preview and a discussion point. And for some reason, every single fan of the Netherlands song has managed to find our email box and went, how dare you? How dare you? Look, there's 43 songs. Only one can win. The other 42? Nowhere. Second is nothing. Unless you're the United Kingdom, in which case second is the most popular place where they would finish. Jukebox Jury, of course, happens on the podcast. You can subscribe to it in iTunes or through your RSS feeder. If you are on iTunes, do feel free to drop us a review as well. It helps us out tremendously in the back end of the iTunes ranking and mathematics. And you'll have articles coming up on the website as always. Do keep in touch with them. If you have any ideas or want to get in touch, human@escinsight.com. Find us on Twitter or Facebook as well. As always, thank you very much for listening. We'll be here on Friday for the Jukebox, next Tuesday for more news. And as always, we'll end with the guitars.